Kick of the meeting?
Oh, this is...
No.
Not quite, no. Let's see. Take off the headset. It actually goes around the back of your head. Nothing goes over the top of your head. I don't know why I have this strap here. These both kind of go around the back, and these go over your ears. Look fully forward.
Forward.
Yeah, so that... Now they sit on top of your ears.
No.
Was that...
You okay?
Just be bent down.
You okay? Is that okay? No. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll let you take it from here.
All right, so, start of the first meeting. Right, so agenda of the first meeting. Are we have 25 minutes for this meeting. We have to get acquainted. So, does anyone want to say who they are? Does that seem sensible?
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, I'm the project leader. All right, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by tool training.
Neither am I.
Just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides.
So oh, I see. So we shouldn't really be...
Right. So you'll talk about, you'll talk a little bit about the project, and then you go on to the next slide, and then I'll try to give you some ideas.
All right. Okay. So we have a project aim, which is to basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have the starting base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time. And our idea is to make the new remote control device more user-friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share, a bigger audience. So, method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So, in each of these phases, we'll basically be handing over to yourselves, the designers of this. This device, and having meetings so that we can, during the course of today, come up with better implement than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to the day. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to meet this end. So we've got tool training. Try out whiteboard. So right. So basically, everyone's to supposedly draw their favourite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So I don't know who wishes to go first. Who wishes to go first? Have a first bash at whatever. And now you move out from the microphone and the camera. I take it that I would guess so. Oh, already.
You've lost your microphone.
Technical problems. I mean, you designers are meant to come up with things.
Okay, I think that I would have to say that my favourite animal is the cat. Little smiley cat there. And this would be because they're very independent, they're very intelligent, compared to dogs maybe. And they can be very, very affectionate. Some people don't think so, but I know very affectionate cats. And they can look after themselves.
Fine. Next.
Should I move that out, actually?
Well, I don't see if there's any need to. There's plenty of space. I mean, whatever.
Have a whole menagerie.
Exactly.
Shall I see if I can get across right, disentangling everything.
We've had more time to prepare over this side, so we've all stuck our bits and pieces in our pockets.
Didn't think of that. Okay, I'll try the red pen. Okay, I'm gonna go for the bear, which I'm gonna be able to draw very well, but I'll have a bash at it.
You get marks for artistic impression.
Ooh, I lost it there. It's not the microphone.
So you're just doing the face.
we'll go for a small bad one. And I like my animal that looks nothing like a bear because, I don't know, maybe because there's so many cartoon characters made up after the bear, like the Jungle Book characters and stuff like that.
Right. Hello. I'm going to go for the dog. I'm going to draw one partly as well. It looks like it's going to be a dachshund or something.
That's quite good.
Right, there's my dog. I like dogs because they're very loyal and they're always happy. So whenever you're feeling sort of a bit down or tired, they're always coming up and they're always quite excited. So you can always have a lot of fun with the dog. And they're also good for exercise as well. You can sort of get out and they sort of never get tired. And when they're tired, they're quite cute as well. So okay, that's why I like dogs.
Right. Well, I've not actually had too many pets over my time, because, to be honest with you, I'm not too keen on them. Anyway, not to worry. So what my daughters have got at the moment is they've got a few fish, and so hopefully it won't prove too difficult to draw. See that my artistic work is useless as well. Anyway, one of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going away on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get a friend or whatever to look after them for you. Whereas if you got fish, you just got to put the food in a dripper feed, which feeds them over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change the water every couple of months, and buy in a few plants. So other than the fact they keep dying, fish are reasonable pets in that they're low maintenance. Right. Okay. We're still on with us. Right, okay. So, work has been done on this project whereby 25 euros is the expected selling price. That information has come from our marketing manager here. So we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having our production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, well, not actually a profit margin, it's because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you your profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are will determine how many units we're looking to sell or right. projecting to sell at this point in time. So experience with remote control, first ideas, new remote. So I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new yes. model, as it were. So any thoughts?
Maybe for Amazon remote controls, the buttons are a little small, they're quite hard to press. So maybe we can look at something with easy to press buttons, as that is the main function.
Okay, so basically we're looking for a device that is robust
yeah.
and therefore won't get damaged too easily. We're looking for a device that is, what was the other thing you said there?
Sort of easy to use, easy to use. Accessible.
Use.
This is easy to use and see.
And see. Okay.
Just check. Is this just a television remote? Because a lot of systems are kind of TV video combined now, or TV DVD combined. Mm-hmm. But one of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote. Mm. Or is it just the television that we're supposed to be doing?
Well, at least I'll get back to you on that, but it seems to me sensible because, as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices littered about the about the room. And so a device for all remotes.
One of the things we've found from the market research is that people often get confused by the number of buttons on them as well, because there's quite often lots and lots. And sometimes they sort of remote controls defeat their own purpose because you're sat in a chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So whereas in the past you'd have to get up to change the channel, now you have to get up to sort of pick up the remote. So we need to sort of maybe think about how we could maybe develop a remote control which moves around through. that's maybe something for the future when you can talk to a television.
But
in a sense, it's mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have few buttons on it. to, because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time you want, as you rightly say, one remote for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are probably mutually exclusive options that you could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more au fait with handling them, therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we could have better instructions with the remote, or are we just doing the design of the remote control itself, or sort of the instructions that would come with it?
Yeah. Better instructions.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are. And a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your sort of your television, your stereo, and where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it's sort of, you can link it to that as well, maybe.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes?
Okay.
So, right, so we've got ID, the, come on, where's my...
If you just click return, it should be okay. We'll get rid of the message.
Or not.
If you just hit return, and it should get rid of the message.
Oh, there we go. Yay! That's what I was looking for. Right. So, we've got function... Uh-oh, what happened to the...
I think that might be back to the start. If you grab the kind of
it's also slide,
to the left
four,
and pull it down.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got the working design. ID, the UID, the technical functions design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions sent to you about your person, by your personal coach. So, are we all clear what objectives we're looking to meet in the next 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting to give it to you for the next meeting.
Yes.
I'm not exactly clear on what we're designing the remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves as we're going and work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote.
Television remote, we should just stick to
that unless we get told otherwise.
That's true, because during the course of our day we might make decisions based on information or meetings that would change where we're going. But at this point in time, I think you're right that... and make it just a TV. Okay.
Okay.
So, we'll depart. We will stay here and break off. And I'll do minutes and we'll see you in half an hour.
Okay, that's
okay.
Great. Okay. Okay. Right.